Tomorrow, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in Michigan versus the Environmental Protection Agency, a case that centers on whether the EPA unreasonably refused to consider cost when adopting new regulations on the pollution from coal and oil-fired power plants. The regulations, which are set to go into effect this spring, would require plants to reduce emissions of mercury, arsenic, and other toxic metals and gases by nearly 90%. Jeff Holmstead is a former head of the Clean Air Office at the EPA under President George W. Bush. He's currently an attorney in private practice representing energy companies. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, where do you come down on this? Do you think the EPA should have to factor in cost to the companies when deciding whether new regulations on power plants are appropriate and necessary?
Well, you have to remember it's not just cost to the companies, it's cost to ratepayers ultimately. And certainly, historically, it's been thought that it makes sense for an agency to consider whether the cost of the rule would outweigh the benefits. So that's a short way of saying, yes, I do think EPA should have considered cost.
Well, and they would say that it was a $9.6 billion cost to the industry, but that it would also benefit the public to the tune of $37 to $90 billion in health care costs because of some of the health problems that come from these pollutants.
Well, that's a little misleading because this regulation is supposed to be, as you say, about regulating mercury and other air toxics. These big estimates that EPA gives for the benefits of the rule really have nothing to do with regulating these pollutants. And there's a whole other part of the Clean Air Act that EPA is supposed to be using to be regulating those pollutants. So it's very difficult to talk through all of these issues, except the key question the Supreme Court is going to be dealing with is whether EPA was unreasonably in saying we're not even going to look at the cost when we decided it was appropriate to regulate under this particular section of the Act.
So you're saying the burden should be on the regulators to prove why additional regulations are necessary rather than the burden being on the polluters to show that they should be able to continue doing what they're doing?
Well, I don't know how you would do it otherwise because the actor is obviously the agency. And so the agency needs to consider whether what it proposes to do is justified by the costs and the benefits. So I don't know how else you would do it. And I would say that, you know, this particular case has involved almost half the states. I mean, this is not just EPA versus the industry. There are states who are challenging the rule, who are concerned about the precedent that EPA can do regulation without considering the cost of that regulation.
How do you expect the court will rule on this?
Well, you know, it's always hard to predict what the Supreme Court will do. We have a hint from a case a couple of years ago where the court seemed to endorse the use of what's called cost-benefit analysis. So I think it would not be a surprise at all if the court were to send EPA back and say, you really need to go back to the beginning of this process, and before you can decide that it's appropriate to regulate, you need to look at the cost of that regulation.
Jeff Holmstead, who is an attorney in private practice representing energy companies. He's the former head of the Clean Air Office at the EPA. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.